What up, my sports people? This is your host, Nico Mergens. I hope everyone is having a great Tuesday. It is December 29th, 2020, and we are winding down to the new year. On today's episode, we are previewing the Steelers and the Browns game, sharing the latest with Jared Goff, and explaining why Bill Belichick might need a new phone for New Year's. This is Nico's Sports Show, and it starts right now. Earlier today, Mike Tomlin named Mason Rudolph the starter versus the Cleveland Browns. This is a big deal because it has been officially 416 days since Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns, if you remember, took his helmet to Rudolph's head. So, this is going to be the first rematch between the two. Between Garrett and Rudolph. So we will see how that shakes out. Meanwhile, the Steelers have already clinched the AFC North. They sit at 12-3. They've got nothing to lose for this game. For the Browns, on the other hand, with a win against the Steelers, they can clinch a playoff spot. So it is a win and in situation. This would be the first time the Browns have made the playoffs in 18 years if they could pull out the win. They could also get in if the Colts lose to the Jaguars, but let's be real, Colts ain't losing to the Jaguars. At the end of the day, let's just hope it does not come down to Cody Charlie Brown Parkey, because he lives for blowing the game in the biggest situations. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just ask Bears fans. Big news coming from the Los Angeles Rams this morning, and not the good kind either. Rams fans, you might want to cover your ears. Jared Goff has officially broken his right thumb and underwent surgery Monday to stabilize it, which means he will sit out for at least the regular season finale against the Cardinals. So, let's take a look at his stats. He is the number 5 leading team rusher with 99 yards. He is the number 7 leading team scorer with 4 touchdowns and 24 points, all rushing. Total of 20 touchdowns this season. Now, let's take a look at who the heck John Wolford, Jared Goff's backup, is. Well, for starters, no pun intended, he began with the winless, winning, Jets, and stayed for 10 days. Also the length of most Kardashian relationships before he was let go. 3 months later, the 2017 Belk Bowl MVP caught Sean McVay and the Rams' attention because in his tenure with the Arizona Hotshots of the Alliance of American Football, he passed for 1,617 yards, scored a league-high 14 touchdowns, and earned Offensive Player of the Week honors through just 8 games. Look, this is great and all, but the dude hasn't played in a single NFL game. So now the Rams are putting all the pressure on him. Well, maybe not all the pressure, because, you know, the Packers still got to play the Bears and we know what's going to happen there. But either the Rams need to beat Arizona, or like I said, the Packers need to win against the Bears. Our final story today is coming out of Buffalo, New York. When number 12 packed his bags and left New England last year, there was just one question. Can Bill Belichick win without Tom Brady? And can Tom Brady win without Bill Belichick? Well, last night, we found our answer. Not only did the Buffalo Bills win 38-9, which is more like a UConn football score at halftime, they also handed the Patriots their 8th loss of the season, dashing the Patriots' hopes of a winning season. Now, if you were curious about the last time the Patriots had a losing season, Bill Belichick was coaching in his first season. That would be the year of 2000, about 20 years ago. As of today, the Patriots currently sit at 6-9, and we'll look forward to next year. Well, folks, that will do it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy Nico's Sports Show, give us a follow on Twitter at Nico's Sports Show. I hope you have a great night, and we will see you tomorrow.